is Radio Slovakia International. We are with you every day with the latest news, features and information. We begin with the news headlines.
ON Semiconductor shuts down its plants in Pieštani. Inflation slightly above forecast in April. And financial services employees have the highest salaries in Slovakia. Today's RSI's news with Mianka Dragu. The company ON Semiconductor is going to shut down both its plants for production of semiconductors in Pieštani and transfer it to its other production plants. The complete shutdown is scheduled for the fourth quarter of next year. About 400 jobs will be lost. Our decision is not related to work results or engagement of employees in the Pieštani plants. This step is a part of long-term strategy to be able to compete and be effective, said ON Semiconductor's president and CEO Keith Jackson. Around 200 employees will continue working in Pieštani as part of the so-called global support centers, which include customer services for America and Europe. According to the company, its development center in Bratislava will continue operating even after the plants are shut down. April's growth of consumer prices of 4.3% moderately exceeded market projections. Food prices remained a key factor behind the monthly acceleration of inflation in Slovakia. This swelled by 1.2% and contributed with 0.2 percentage points to overall growth. Analysts expect persisting price growth in the upcoming months too. They forecast an inflation climax for the summer, when statistics will mirror higher prices of tobacco products. The inflation will get below 4% no sooner than late 2008. The average monthly income in the financial services sector amounts to €897, which is 70% more than in tourism, the hotel business and food services, which has recorded the lowest average monthly income at €522. This is a conclusion of a survey done by a leading online recruitment website. Other well-paid sectors include production and the distribution of electricity, gas, steam or water, transportation, post and telecommunications, the construction industry, architecture, real estate and industrial production. The income in the education system is perennially among the lowest in Slovakia, as remuneration is highly regulated. As well, the survey of income shows differences in providing perks depending on what area a company operates in. The highest number of benefits is provided by companies operating in the area of leasing, distribution of gas and information technologies. On the contrary, the smallest number of perks is provided in healthcare, accommodation facilities and education.
Topical issue.
The private pillar of pension savings has seen 30,032 people leaving, while 9,687 citizens have joined it since the beginning of 2008, according to the general director of the state social insurance company, Ivan Bernatek. A reassessing of the decision to either enter or leave the second pillar has been enabled by the amendment to the Act on Social Insurance that opened up the private pillar from January the 1st to June the 30th of this year. According to Bernatek, pension management companies are to give back to the state social insurance company approximately €33.4 million. The director of the Department of Informatics at the state social insurance company, Jaroslav Belush, explained that mainly savers over 45 are leaving the private pillar, as this group in particular has been alerted to how limited the advantages for them are in this pillar. This age category features more than 17,500 people that have left private pension schemes. Most of these people can be included in the low-income group. On the contrary, people aged under 30 earning about €567 per month are joining the private pension pillar. While approving the relevant amendment to the Social Insurance Act, the Labour Ministry estimated that some 30,800 people would leave the second private pillar. The minimum period of insurance or saving for a valid claim to a state pension has been increased at the beginning of this year from 10 to 15 years.
Dobrý večer or good evening from Radio Slovakia International. I'm Maria Bulkova and I will be your host for this Wednesday edition of Slovakia Today, the English program of Slovak Radio. The news you have heard in the beginning of program were compiled from Slovak press agencies TASR and SITA. Can you imagine a plastic that will be degradable in nature and the remainder used as a quality manure? In the beginning of our program, we will talk about the new generation of plastics. Then we will take you to Bojnice's castle for the traditional ghost festival. And finally, we will talk with organizers of the exhibition Reflection in Bratislava. I hope you will enjoy the program and stay with us. If you do enjoy it, please let us know via email or regular post. Your feedback is highly appreciated.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Hi, my name is Radio Slovakia International.
The increasing growth of waste from plastic materials presents a serious problem that needs to be solved by using untraditional methods. However, this waste doesn't present any risk to health, still the solution to its liquidation can't be ignored. Recycling, which is the preferred way, now brings many disadvantages. At first, granulate gain from recycling is more expensive and not such a good quality as plastics produced directly from fossil sources, such as oil or gas. But secondly, the fossil sources are lapsing. New generation of plastics is trying to solve both problems. Can you imagine a plastic that will degrade into compost? A plastic that will change into carbon dioxide and water and the rest can be used as quality manure? It isn't a fantasy. The answer is in biodegradable plastics. Professor Ivan Chodák, a member of the Slovak Academy of Sciences chair, presents them.
Biodegradable plastics are a new generation of plastics. But of course, not all plastics can be substituted for them. It is absolutely unacceptable. What we can use is their potential in plastics production for single use, whose waste is huge. But the products are in use only for a short while, usually up to 1 year. It is possible to substitute a significant part of these plastics for biodegradable plastic. Let's say, if one third of all plastics are for single use, e.g. packaging and bottles, then half of them can be replaced with biodegradable plastics. These plastics are well known. It is starch, collagen, chitin, and it is also the shell of a sea testaceous animal. The question is why they are not used when they are so common. At first, their price is quite high in comparison with ordinary plastics. Secondly, some of their characteristics are not of sufficient quality. But both these factors are improving with research. The price is lower and the characteristics are better now than a few years ago.
Since research and development play a very significant role in the future application of biodegradable plastics, the Faculty of Chemical and Food Technologies of Slovak Technical University and the Department of Polymers of Slovak Academy of Sciences has opened a common center of biodegradable plastics and composite materials. The research in Slovakia is on a high level and many of our specialists are reputable abroad as well. For example, Professor Stanislav Miertuš, who helped to create this center, is a director of the Applied Chemistry section at the International Center for Science and High Technology in the Italian city of Trieste. He talks about the importance of such a center in Slovakia.
The center will engage in research into biodegradable plastics. ISC in Trieste is a part of the UNIDO program that specially focuses on the development of new technologies and its transfer into practice mainly in developing countries. We have a worldwide network of experts. Until 2004, Slovakia ranked among countries that accepted this program. It has now become a partner of ICS UNIDO and has participated in its program since 2004. The independent centre in Slovakia is very important. The problem of plastic waste is worldwide and touches Slovakia as well. The yearly usage of plastics is 250 million tonnes. So is the waste. We need persistent plastics for some products, as for a PC, a microphone, or some other products that must be produced from plastics with long endurance. But there are also different products, such as bottles or packages, that should be liquidated the most efficient way after their usage. The best way is biodegradation. Other important information is that only 35% from those 250 million tons of plastic waste is recycled.
The International Center for Science and High Technology in Trieste is trying to put its knowledge and research results into practice.
We run programs that are orientated on cooperation with the third world countries. One example is the upcoming Olympic Games in Beijing, where some plastics for single-use as cups will be produced from biodegradable plastics.
But the application into everyday life hasn't expanded. In Slovakia it is marginal, says Professor Ivan Chodák.
But the interest is big. I often get inquiries about production, but usually they are from small firms that are not well informed. The situation is much better in other countries. The USA has the first high-volume production of lactic acid. They produce about 150,000 tons per year, and according to information I have, they are completely sold out. The other special example is a starch that is used as a filling for the Goodyear tyre company. It's interesting that the use of starch makes tyres cheaper, and moreover it improves adherence on a slippery road. The resistance against wear is bigger if there is from 5 to 6% of starch in tyres. So we've started, but we can't expect that the biodegradable plastics will be in use the day after tomorrow.
There are many factors that can influence the future production of biodegradable plastics.
It's a question of investors' trust and a question of an offer and a demand. The demand is small, so the mass production is now. For example, bacterial polyesters that are a special type of biodegradable plastics had to be fed with glucose, but glucose is expensive. We tried to feed it with serum that decreased expenses by one half. The higher production will also cause lower expenses. The other advantage is also that producers won't have to contribute to a recycling fund because the liquidation is realised differently.
It is difficult to predict if biodegradable plastics are a question of mass production and when it will be, but their wide exploitation in agriculture or applied medicine is sure.
Zastavit na chvíľu práve, trocha si poležať v hlbokej tráve. Posledné príbehy doznejú v hlave, motýl mi do ticha, krídla mi máve. Chladivú piť vodu zo studne číru, prižmúriť oči, uniknúť víru. Chcem sa len dotknúť hodnoty umenia, nevnímať ľudí, čo významy zamenia. Mať všetko znova naozaj zné, nie iba skrátené, nie len ľahké, ľahké, ľahké. Naozaj zné, nie iba skrátené, keď aj ťažké, ťažké, ťažké.
koloniami mávu, zreálniť údery vln v kalendári, ruky príboja cítiť na tvári. Chcem mať všetko znova naozaj stejne, iba skrátené, nielen ľahké, ľahké, ľahké. Naozaj stejne, iba skrátené, keď aj ťažké, ťažké, ťažké. Chcem mať všetko znova naozaj stejne.
The first week of May is a time when wizards and witches are celebrated through a festival traditionally held at the castle of Bonica in western Slovakia. Anka Dragu has more.
Seen from a distance, the majestic Bojnice castle looks like the last place where an international festival of ghosts and spirits can be held. It is one of the oldest and most distinguished of Slovak fortresses, standing on a travertine hill above the town. The first written records of its existence came from 1113, in a document written in Latin, which confirmed the property as belonging to the Benedictine monastery of Saint Hippolyta in Upper Nitra. The castle belonged to many rich families and became a museum in 1950. 20 years later, it was declared a national cultural museum.
Vrátim sa, že keď u mene Stanislava III. Tu zapožiadali o ruku, vybuchla hysterickým smiechom.
Last week, the castle's yard became the stage for amateur actors who were trying to describe to the public the life of Anna Rosina Listius, who has been chosen as the main character of this year's edition of the International Festival of Ghosts and Spirits. Michal Vrták, a guide at the castle, tells us more about Anna Rosina.
She was known as the Queen of the Witches. She was characterized by tyranny, and during her sick conceptions, she committed many crimes on her servants and villagers. In her seat in Shintowski Castle, she gathered together kind people who were called wizards, and that's the way how she came to her nickname, the Queen of the Witches. Anna Rosina was born in 1583 in Transylvania, and at the age of 15, she married Stanislaw III Turzo. Within 7 years, Anna Rosina gives birth 7 times, but 3 children die. Stanislaw Turzo decides to escape from pain by working on his political career and military service. But Anna Rosina is here present like a woman, really strong and really sad. Anna Rosina was at home at her castle and started to be interested in medicine, like many, many other women. Thanks to her position in society, she finds several medical men willing to share their knowledge. She is not so much known as Bathory, but her story is really similar.
In fact, Anna managed to beat and torture many peasants and servants, and in June 1637, a large crime investigation into the murder of a young local woman led to her death sentence.
Anna Rosina was sentenced to death of being beheaded, and her personal property was confiscated. However, on March 22, 1638, Anna Rosina was granted pardon by ruler Ferdinand III and escaped from punishment. The execution never took place.
It's hard to say whether Anna's ghost showed up in Bojnice during the festival, but actors tried hard to portray her life. Some participants, like the Herzig family from the Netherlands, liked it a lot.
It was very nice. We were surprised. And at the beginning, we had a paper with text on it, what's happening in English, so we could understand what's the meaning of all the acts. It was very, very surprising. Yeah. Also scaring. Yes, my younger boy was crying, and I don't think if he wants to go again.
The festival has reached its 15th edition, and it has already spilled beyond the castle moat into the town. The main square is lined with hundreds of small kiosks selling souvenirs, snacks and spirits. Solitary street musicians and gypsy bands fill the air with melodies. Agitated toddlers with painted faces lead their parents from one side to the next. It has become a 10-day party which grips the usually sitting town of 5,000 people. And if we've made you curious, book a trip to Bojnice for next May to visit the 16th edition of the International Festival of Ghosts and Spirits.
That was Anka Drago reporting. Reflections is the name of another interesting exhibition in Bratislava. An American teacher and her students are reflecting their world of art. Michal Groch has had a word with the author of the project, Jessica Perry, a teacher at the Josef Vidra School of Applied Arts.
There's quite an interesting exhibition. What is the main idea behind it, and what was the main driving force actually to create it?
The main driving force was to try to see if we can get an exhibition along with the U.S. Embassy and try to tie it all together with Slovakia. Me being an American teacher teaching in a Slovak school, that wasn't very difficult, especially since it's an art school. My students and I decided to investigate social and political commentary in artwork, and my students researched social issues and discussed social issues in Slovakia and enlightened me. And I tried to show them some work from international artists and American artists that also deal with social commentary. And then we tried to put it together in some artworks. And in turn, I also have on display here many of my works that are my reflections of my experiences in Slovakia.
So what are they? Can you describe them?
Well, my work in particular is mostly photographic, that is turned into photo collages. Most of them deal with repetition and pattern and architecture and how those issues relate to the community of Bratislava and Slovakia at large.
Is there any central issue in terms of social commentary?
Particularly with the students, they tend to focus on anti-discrimination issues. With my work, I was focusing on new and old, as well as restoration of the old and how that becomes new again.
What's the difference between students that you teach here and students back in America?
I can communicate easier with my American students. It's mostly language. Unfortunately, I am not fluent in Slovak. My Slovak is very, very poor.
I hope it's getting better.
Slowly, pomali. But that tends to be the biggest difference. It's just it takes longer to form a bond with the students here because we have the language barrier does form a barrier.
How would you, for example, compare the social commentary here? Like, what's the difference how these students express their sort of perceptions of social commentary from those of American students?
I think especially right now, American students would focus more on social commentary that reflects political commentary, whereas here it was definitely very social focus with social issues. But then again, some of it did overlap into a lot of issues to deal with Slovakia entering EU, but even those issues really related to is the EU open to everyone and how will it deal with people of different nationalities and different disabilities or abilities.
Is this your first project of this kind? Are you going to do something similar in the future maybe?
Well, this is the first project in Slovakia that I've done, but it will be touring around Slovakia. Next, it will be in the Oberon Library in Bratislava, and then it will be going to Ružomberok University, then to two libraries, one in Banská Bystrica and one in Košice.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Just how fortunate I am that the Fulbright brought me here to Slovakia, and then I've had to have these wonderful experiences with my students in the school and the community.
That was Michal Groh reporting. Dear listeners, I'm afraid that we are approaching the end of the program. If you enjoy the program or have some comments how to improve it for you, you can email us on englishsectioninoneword@slovakradioinoneword.sk. Here is the time to thank our colleagues, mainly our great technician Stano Krajíček and reporters Anka Dragu and Michal Groh, and you for joining us for this Wednesday edition of Slovakia Today. So for now, goodbye or dovidenia.
You have been listening to Radio Slovakia International. Our address is English Section, Radio Slovakia International, Mytná 1, that's MYTNA, PO Box 55, Bratislava, 81755, Slovakia. Our email is englishsection@slovakradioinoneword.sk.